on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes again today. And God is good. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. He's blessed us. We've been blessed so many times by the Spirit and the power of God. But if God be for you, as I've always said, no power will ever stand against you. So let's get right into our broadcast today. And I hope that we got a very special blessing coming your way.
That day upon the street, and I watched.
Well, let's start our broadcast today by doing this song. I've been doing this for several years. It says, The Potter.
Tossed about by life's battles, all my hopes were sinking fast. The sinful life I was living, I knew that I just could not last. Then I went down to the potter's house and placed this vessel into his hands. On the he made me over again. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. His hands of mercy molded me. He set me forth when he was finished, so that all the world could see a broken vessel. It matters not what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. I've been made over again. If your life has meaning, the storms have taken their toll on you. With your vessel in many places, you don't know just what to do. Please come with me to the potter's house and place your vessel into his hands. You'll be amazed at his ability when he molds you again. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. His hands of mercy molded me. He set me forth when he was finished, so that all the world could see that he can mend a broken vessel. It matters not what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. I've been made over again.
I've been made over again. Thank God I'm not the man I used to be. God changed me, and God is in the changing business. And if you want a changed life, then God has a changed life for you. I can't be more positive than that. I I believe that God changes things in our lives, and He gives us something worth living for. He gives us hope where there is no hope. He gives us peace where there is no peace. And in the time of trouble, He's always right there waiting for us. So I can't say enough about Him. I appreciate all of you today who have written to me. I appreciate getting a card rather from Glenna Brown again. I appreciate her. I hope that she's doing real well. And I hope that everyone out in the listening audience, Doris Neely, I hope you're doing good. I'm still praying for you. Patty Harper, I'm still praying for you. And Louise and James, I'm praying for you. I'm wondering about James, how he's doing. And I'm wondering about Louise, how she's doing. I'm just a worrywart when I don't hear from people for a while. It gets me to worrying about them. But I hope that they're doing well. And Betty Jo and Ernie, I hope they're doing well. I was wondering about Ernie's mother. I hope she's doing real well. She used to listen to broadcast. And Brother Winfrey up in Rock Camp used to listen to broadcast. I hope that he's getting a broadcast today. And a lot of people get this broadcast. A lot of people like it. And that's what keeps me coming in your home, is people who love to hear the gospel and hear us sing those beautiful songs. Let's go now and let Martha do this one for us. And she says, "The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you." Thinking, I can just see Martha as she was putting that on tape, and she loved to sing, and she got a beautiful voice. I hate that I don't have more tapes by her that I could send some of them out. I'll tell you, I'm a little slow on this stuff. I've got so many irons in the fire, seem like, lately, that I just can't keep up. But anyhow, I'm thinking of you all the time. I've got some tapes I've got to get out to the people, and I'm going to get them out real soon. Just hold on and wait just a little while longer, and I'll get them to you. Let's do this right here for all of you that need a miracle. And you know, I think that God is a miracle worker. If he can turn the water to wine and walk upon the sea, he can do just about anything that he wants to do. So there's a miracle in the making just for you. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to touch him. This was her last hope of ever being healed. She pressed through the crowd until she touched his garment. Then and there, a miracle was fulfilled. Have you prayed? And prayed, and it seemed like the heavens became like brass. Have you sought and spent all that you had, and it seems that you're growing worse? Well, don't give up, for the God that loves you, he cares about you. He understands about you. You see, child of God, there's a miracle. It's in the making, just for you. There's a miracle in the making. There's a miracle in the making. Thank you, Jesus. One for you, the Father, he's working. Let's move quickly just for a moment, and I want to talk to something about some of my heart. You know, I think sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves, and we mention words that a lot of people don't even understand. We mention the word forgiveness. We mention the word forgive, to be forgiven. And you know, these sometimes are just words that run through our cycle. These are just words sometimes that we use in our vocabulary, and we never really know the meaning. Now, I want to talk to you very honestly. Have you ever had any problem where you've had to say to the person, I forgive? Or have you ever had the problem where someone has had to say to you, forgive me? I want to ask you, have you really forgiven? You know, we as human beings, we have problems with that. Even though that we say we forgive, we never forget. Once something is in our mind, and once something is said or done, it's hard then for us to ever forget it. It's already been placed in our memory bank. But when Jesus was at the cross and dying for your sins and mine,
he said something that a lot of folks never really realize. When he said to the Father, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do." Have you ever thought about God in his forgiveness? You remember the Bible said that our sins, God could take them. He could place them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Or in translation also of Scripture, it says that it will be cast as far as the east is the east and the west is the west, and never to be remembered again. Did you stop to think that the sovereign God of the universe is the only God that can literally forgive, and only God that can literally forget? You see, we may say that we forgive, but God literally forgives us and forgets our sin. God can, God's mind is not programmed like your mind. God's heart is not programmed like your heart. We sometimes can't understand how that God could do this. I've done so many things, and I've done so many sins, and I've sinned against God. I've sinned against my fellow man. I've sinned against my wife, my husband. I've sinned against my family. And now how can God forgive me? God says he will take that sin and cast it as far as the east is the east and the west is the west and never remember that sin again. God can do that. You may not be able to do that, but God can do that. And God will do that. The sins that we committed, I don't care what they are, I don't care how treacherous they are, God can forgive them. But you know, one of the biggest problems that you and I have, that we cannot forgive ourselves. But when we stand firm to the Word of God and believe that if we confess it, God forgives it. And you know, not only does our sin grieve the heart of God, but God is grieved when we don't believe what God said. God said if I'd confess it, he'd forgive it. I know that it's hard to forget. I know that it's hard to be forgiven. But God said if we confessed it, then he would forgive us of all our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God is grieved when we don't believe that. When we turn to God and we take the word, we read it, and yet we never believe it. The Bible said they that cometh to God must believe that God is. And God is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek him. We must not only ask forgiveness, but we must believe that we have been forgiven. Our brother may not forgive us. Our sister may not forgive us. Your wife may not. Your husband may not. Your children may not. But have you come to the place you can forgive yourself? We do not believe God's word. If in true spirit and true heart, we say to God, "God, forgive me," God forgives you. But then you've got to forgive yourself. You cannot walk in the path of guilt. You cannot walk in the path of shame. Oh, I know there's a lot of things that a lot of people do, and closets are full of past situations. But God never remembers the past. Now, the devil will always remind you of the past, but he will never talk to you about the present. He will never talk to you about the future. You see, only God knows the past, God knows the present, and God knows the future. When our sins have been forgiven, then we can say to the devil, "What sins are you talking about?" And that's the same way with God. When we have sinned against God, then God will forgive us of our sin. Then you say, "Preacher, but we go on sinning again, and we'll sin over and over and over." Yes, we will, and we'll not do it intentionally. We'll not do it because we want to do it. But when the Bible said, if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus. And it doesn't matter how many times you come to God, God is willing to forgive you of your sin. Peter said, "How many times must I ask forgiveness? Must I ask seven times?" Christ said, "No, 70 times seven." In other words, God always forgives. Now, I'm not saying that he gives you a license to go out and sin. I'm not saying that you can willfully sin against God and come back to God and ask God's forgiveness and expect to be forgiven. I don't know where the boundaries are. I don't know where the lines are drawn. I don't know how far you've got to go to sin away the day of grace with God. But I do know there comes a time when we can sin away that grace, day of grace with God. We can go so far and be so rebellious and be so stubborn and contrary and too contrary to ask forgiveness, too contrary to forgive ourselves, too contrary to believe the word of God and die and go to a devil's hell. You know, you don't go to hell because you're mean. You don't go to hell because you're corrupt. You go to hell because you simply do not believe God. God, when Jesus hung at Calvary, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And you know, when we're in our sin, we do not know what we're doing. We're only responsible to God for that sin. And God is responsible to us. God is responsible to forgive us of our sin, as well as we're responsible to ask God's forgiveness of sin. But once our sins have been put on Calvary and placed upon the back of Jesus, and the blood has been applied, and sins have been eradicated, and sins have been forgiven, then we can say to the devil, what sins are you talking about?
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in the beauty of God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make my life a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. And I pray, Lord Jesus, shine down, let your love shine through me in the night. Let me remember Ruby Dixon again today on the broadcast. I certainly do appreciate her and the support that she's given me. And then Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter, the support they've given me down through the years to help me maintain this broadcast. And then Ramona Malcolm, I appreciate her a lady that listens to this broadcast, faithful. Well, I've got a lot of faithful listeners, but I never hear from a lot of them. Just drop me a card or a letter, let me know you're listening to them. I'd be more than glad to. I've got a lot of tapes now of the radio broadcast, and I'm going to be sending them out. I'm going to send you out about four or five of them. They got music on them, got preaching on them, and I know that you'll enjoy those. So I want you to sound this week and write to me. Let me know that you're enjoying the broadcast and praying for me and Martha. Well, it's time for me to leave the air. I have enjoyed being with you today. I'm not feeling all that well today. You continue to pray for me. I will be at Red Sulphur tonight preaching at 6 o'clock. I go up there twice a month, and I love to come and be with you in your church and sing and preach and whatever you would want me to do, but you'll have to contact me and give me a date and let me know when I can come. And if I got the schedule to come, I would be more than glad to come and share my ministry with you. I've been going out for many years now preaching the gospel. I'm pretty well known by the people, and I know the people very well, but I'm a firm believer that together we stand, as divided we fall. And I've had a lot of people that have stood with me in this radio ministry, and as long as you stand with me, we will continue to preach the gospel and sing a beautiful gospel song. Father, I pray for the sick, I pray for the shut-in, I pray for all that you've called us to pray for. Lord, there's a lot of people in our unseen audience that are needing prayer, that's needing a touch of the Master's hand. And Father, I believe that you're still in the touching business. So touch your hearts and touch your lives and give them deliverance today. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you today. I have enjoyed being with you. I've enjoyed playing some music for you, and I've got tapes now. If you'd like to have one, I'm having trouble dubbing them off, but I will send you four or five of the radio broadcast tapes, and you can, it's got preaching and singing both on it. So you write me a letter and let me know, and I'll be sure and get you some of those out. I've got hundreds of them here, and they go way, way back. I mean, if you want new ones or old ones, I got both kinds. So you just let me know what you need and what you want, and I'll be more than glad to get them in your homes. And then after you listen to them, you can give them to a shut-in. And I tell the people to go out and give them to people who need to hear the gospel. So I've got to leave the air now. So good.
Someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. I'd love to hear from you this week. Let me know what you think of the broadcast. If it's a word of encouragement, a gift that you want to give to the broadcast, it can certainly be used. Pray for me and Martha as we continue our ministry out across the airways. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.